News Talk's Executive Chair.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Pat McCann. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Dalata Hotel Group. Pat, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, we know a bit about you, Pat. You're a career hotelier, but we have to ask you about the current scenario with Dalata. Your world has been, I suppose, changed hugely in the last 2 weeks. Tell us the current scenario with where you're at the Dalata Hotel Group.
So, Bobby, you're absolutely right. Our world has changed utterly, and we are in a space now that in all my 50 years in the business, I've never had to experience before, and hopefully will never experience again. But there you are. So for Dalata, what we have been doing, obviously we've been working since really the Italian outbreak. We decided to put our contingency plans in place. And what we had done then was we had done a series of unfortunately, I had to lay off some of my great people put them into, I won't say cold storage, but just to keep them with us in the programs. This week, just gone, we closed down 29 of our 44 hotels, which is sad. But what we're doing with those, even though they are closed, they are semi-prepared, because what the balance of the group is doing is providing services to both the Irish and the UK governments, housing people from HSE, from Department of Justice, a wide range of things, airline crews, things like that, we have kept the hotels open. They're ticking over. They're not in what I would call commercial territory or trading on commercial terms. They're simply just ticking over.
Yeah. And we know a hotel, Pat, you know, without people, without, I suppose, humans in there every day, a hotel can deteriorate relatively quickly in terms of its ability to reopen. What about things like essential maintenance and keeping the place aired and cleaned and all that sort of thing?
So I have crews on 24/7 in my hotels as we speak, and they're doing exactly that. So we have obviously a series of what we call shutdown procedures, you know, making sure that all systems are shut down where it's possible, making sure that we're keeping the place warm, that we're keeping the place in good condition, making sure there's no leaks, all of those things. And obviously making sure from a fire and a health and safety point of view, all the hotels are maintained in good stead. And the way we have shut them down is that we can reopen within 24 hours if needed.
Right.
And that's the way I've structured it. So we have a small crew in each property that will prepare it very quickly for reopening. There's things like lots of things that people should be aware of if they're shutting down hotels. So, for example, all hotels that have shut down should remove all their shower heads because that's where you get bacterial buildup, which could cause problems at a later stage. So there's little things like that needs to be done. And obviously there's some of the little maintenance issues that people don't get time to do. I still have my maintenance guys on site in most properties to make sure these things are happening.
Okay. What about, Pat, you had originally stayed at 11 new hotels in 2021. How easy is it to turn off these projects, some of which are probably well underway?
Yeah, so because of, I suppose, both UK and Irish government intervention, most of the sites where our construction is going on have shut. There are still some small pockets in the UK that haven't shut, but by and large, the vast bulk of my 11 new hotels is at a standstill as we speak. So they will get delayed as we get through this year and into next year. But quite frankly, that's a small price to be paid. I have no real issue with that. The fundamental issue for us is how quickly we can get back with the trading of the 44-odd hotels and get our people back to work. That's really where our focus is,
yeah.
And the rest will happen when it's due to happen.
Yeah, and hotels, again, the 44 by their nature are in different parts of Ireland and the UK, in different sort of demographics, where you'll have some that are kind of based in metropolitan areas, you'll have some that are based in tourist areas. So the recovery, Pat, is likely to be different in each of those scenarios, is it not?
Yeah, so all our hotels are in what I call urban areas. We don't have any kind of real leisure hotels per se. Everything that we have is in an area where there's commercial activity and there's a strong corporate business. And if you remember back after the financial crisis, what people didn't recognise, particularly in Ireland, that essentially we have two economies. We have what we call the domestic economy, which has been going great guns. And then you have the foreign direct investment economy, which is made up of the large multinationals that we are so lucky to have here in Ireland. That economy still goes well and recovers very quickly. So what you'll find happening as recovery starts to take place is that our FDI corporate type of business will return, but the leisure business, international leisure business, is probably going to be much slower, and there will be a huge dependency then on domestic visitors to actually fill the gaps that we have seen. And this is exactly what happened after the financial crisis. Our domestic business recovered much faster than our international leisure traffic. But our corporates coming from the large multinationals recovered much quicker than our standard corporates.
Pat, can I ask you about how long? And again, it's the question on everybody's lips. I saw earlier in the week you were saying that, you know, possible reopening in September, but it could be December or the new year. Is that what are you basing that on?
So essentially what I'm looking at is how quickly confidence will return, because our business is about confidence, and it's about how quickly people start to be confident in traveling again. How quickly will they get on planes? My view is that even after restrictions end, and you see, we are dependent as well, not alone on Ireland coming out of this, but we have our two biggest trading partners from a tourism and business point of view, the US and the UK. How quickly will they recover? Because if they're still not free, then we still have a challenge here in Ireland. So I'm basing it on all of those factors.
Okay.
I would love to think that we would see some recovery kind of from September on, but the way I've done my numbers is I'm assuming that we don't have any recovery really in this year 2020.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you for your honesty and your candidacy, and thanks for joining us this morning, Pat, and we wish you every success with Dalata, and again, in these sort of uncharted waters that we're in. So Pat McCann there, CEO of Dalata Hotel Group, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bobby, and thank you for having me on.